الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Yesterday we had discussed the incident of that boy that was obedient to his mother and the calf that his father left behind for him. And due to obedience to his mother, how Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala elevated his status in this world and what value he had received for that calf. Another incident is also recorded in the Kitabs about a person that had three sons. When the father had fallen ill, then the eldest son told the remaining two sons that hand over the responsibility of attending to our father to me. And whatever inheritance, whatever wealth our father leaves behind, that the two of you may share amongst yourselves. They were quite comfortable with this proposal because he was the one that was doing all the work for the father but wasn't taking anything from the estate, and they were enjoying the wealth that they would receive from the estate. So when the father passed away, the eldest son sees a dream in which he was told that go to a certain place and take a dinar from there, a gold coin. So he asked in the dream, is there any blessings in this gold coin? So the reply given was in a negative. So he didn't take the gold coin. He was not interested because it was void of barakah. On the second night, he sees a dream again. And the very same person was now telling him that go to a certain place and take 10 gold coins from there. So he asked in the dream, is there any blessings in these 10 gold coins? So the reply given was that there was no blessings. It was void of barakah. So he did not pay attention to the dream. He did not go to that place. On the third night, again he sees a dream. And this time he is told to take 1 dirham from a certain place. And he was also informed that in this 1 dirham there is blessings in it. A dirham is a silver coin. In the morning he goes to the appointed place and he takes this 1 silver coin. He then takes the silver coin and he goes to the market and he purchases a fish. Look at the Qudrat of Allah, the power of Allah. When they open up the fish to clean it, he finds 2 pearls in the fish. This was then sold at that time for 60,000 rupees. The next day he sees a dream, and in this dream he was told that these pearls that you had found, هَذَا بِخِدْمَتِكَ لِأَبِيكَ, this was due to your service, due to the khidmat that you had made for your father. So on serving parents, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grants of a lot of barakah in the risk and the sustenance of a person. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayh was a very great saint of his time. And he explained that on one occasion, his mother had requested him to bring water. He says, when I came with the water, she had already fallen asleep. So he says, I didn't find it appropriate to awaken her. So I stood with the water at her side, that when she wakes up, I will serve the water to her. When her eyes opened, she asked for the water, and he says, I handed over the jug of water. But as she took hold of the water, he says, the skin on my finger had peeled off due to the extreme cold temperature that night. And it was so cold that when the water would drip onto his finger, it would become ice. So when his mother noticed that the skin had peeled off, she asked him that, why has this happened, O Bayazid? So he explained what happened throughout the night. So at that time, dua came out of her heart. And she said, Wallah, I am pleased with him. You also be pleased with him. And on this, Allah Ta'ala made him the saint of the time, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahmatullah alayh. It is also recorded in regards to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he departed towards Sham, then he traveled via a place called Antakya. So on route, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was fatigued, he was tired out. So Allah Ta'ala inspired Musa alayhi salam, go to the top of a certain mountain, and there is a servant of mine there, and request him to provide you with some conveyance. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to the top of the mountain, and he found one person at the top of the mountain engaged in salah. When he completed his salah, then Musa alayhi salatu wasalam told him, Ya Abdullah, Inni uridu shay'an arkabuhu. That, O servant of Allah, I want something that I can ride upon, some conveyance I require. So he turned his gaze towards the heavens, and he addressed the clouds, and he said, O cloud, descend and convey Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to his destination, wherever it might be. So the cloud immediately came down to the extent that it reached the ground. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam mounted, and thereafter he was taken to his destination. Allah Ta'ala engages in conversation with Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and he asks Musa alayhi salam, that do you know on what basis I blessed him with this rank? So Musa alayhi salam said, Ya Allah, I don't know. So Allah Ta'ala said, his mother had a need at the time of death, and he hastened to fulfill that need of his mother. And she in return made dua for him, that Wallah, as he has fulfilled my need, you fulfill his needs as well. Allah Ta'ala tells Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, that if at this time he has to request me to change the sky and make it into the earth, or change the earth and make the earth into the sky, then even that request of his, I will fulfill. So by obeying our parents, the rahmat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala showers upon us, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala fulfills the need of a person of dunya also, of deen also, and of akhirat also. Allah ta'ala give us the understanding.